Carter Hartwell. Landon Kamak are here. Carter, we'll start with you first, man. Get up there like that. How you doing, man?
Good. And yourself?
Doing good. You guys went to Kearney yesterday for your first matches, finally. Was it a case where finally we get a chance to play?
Yep, yes, sir. It was a good match. We had a lot of fun up there. It was pretty humid, but I mean, it was a good time.
Kearney High is so tough each and every year. Are they kind of the same thing this year?
Yeah, they're looking like they have a really good roster. Me and Landon actually were the only two to win our matches, and they were both singles. They've always had a strong program. I mean, we haven't beat them in a duel in a good while, but hopefully, I mean, I think we go back up for a JV invite, so hopefully we can pull out a W and just keep going.
Now, you had to play two matches in one of those duels yesterday, is that right?
So Kearney Catholic, who we dueled first, only has seven guys, so I had to play their nine-man for Kearney High that subbed in, and I lost to him 8-1, so not a great match for me, but then I played again once we dueled Kearney High, and I did win that one 8-6.
So I had a couple of pretty competitive matches, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. It was a long day, and I mean, the fatigue definitely got to me by the end of my second doubles match, which was against Kearney High, so yeah, it got to me.
All right, slide that over to Landon a little bit. Glad finally the tennis season kind of the matches tired of practicing finally able to play a match. That was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been at practice for about 2 weeks now, and all the boys are ready to go. So to get out there on the courts and just play matches, it doesn't matter who. It was really nice for all of us, and it was really exciting, and we were glad we were able to compete.
What do you feel about your game that's improved from last year to this year now?
We've just put in a lot of work. I've put in a lot of work. My forehand's gotten a lot better. My backhand's gotten better. Everything from last year has improved tremendously this year.
I know talking to Coach Weimers, when it comes to challenge matches, it was some challenges. It was kind of tough picking that 1-6 and then doubles, huh?
It was really, really competitive this year. Everybody gave everybody a really good run for their money, and it was hard to determine the rankings, but all of us are just playing really well right now.
Now, you lost to Kearney, but you came back with Kearney Catholic to win, didn't you?
Yes. Kearney always has really, really good competition, so it's always an honor to go up there and be able to compete with those guys, just see what we can do against them. They make us better every time we play them. And Kearney Catholic, the same way. We just go in there and play our best and hope that the results come out well.
One thing bad this year, Kearney Catholic doesn't have a lot of guys out, do they?
No, they only have seven. So we played 1-7, and then as you heard earlier, Carter had to play two Kearney High kids for singles, but the doubles was fine. But yeah, they're just really good competition as well. They make us better every time.
All right, finally got the season kicked off in a good way. Today is a busy day, isn't it?
It is a really busy day. Scotts Bluff, Gearing, North Platte, and Holdridge come to town, so we've been getting ready for them, and it's just going to hopefully be another great day of matches, and we can all just go out there and do our best and hope that the results come out well.
Who's the best of the bunch? Which team's kind of the best of the bunch of today, who you'll see?
Most likely Scotts Bluff. They usually play us tough, and we're expecting the same thing this year from them. So
now you say that, I remember Coach Weimer saying that he felt Scotts Bluff much improved. They could be the kind of the team out west that will give you guys some challenges during the season.
Yeah. They played really well last year, and we just expect them to do the same thing today. So hopefully we can just go out there and put our hard work that we've been doing in practice to the test and just play our best.
What is it for you? You got a tennis racket in the fall. You got a golf club in the springtime.
Yeah. I kind of put the golf club away during tennis season and just focus on one sport. But, yeah.
Does it mess with your swing a little bit?
No.
I mean, either way?
For me, it doesn't really, no. Because the tennis motion is more of like a level and a golf swing's down. Yeah. So they're two different swings, and it doesn't really bother me that much.
I'm sure you get that question all the time, don't you?
I do, yeah. I do.
I just kind of curious going from a fall and then to the springtime. So, yeah, very, very good. Carter, swing the microphone back over to you. How about your game? What have you seen? I mean, you felt you've improved from last year to this year.
My power forehand has been, I think it's improved. It might not be great, but it was a heck of a lot better than last year for sure. And then, you know, my backhand, I think, is definitely kind of like Landon said, just been improving. I think every part of everyone's game really has been getting better. That's the great thing about those 2 weeks of practice before we start, is we can really see how much we're improving, especially when we get to Kearney and play some of these kids that we have last year. So, and then I would say, you know, lob's been getting better, but we definitely have a lot of work to do still. So, yeah.
How about the rest? Let's talk about your teammates a little bit. You got a pretty good lineup, varsity lineup.
Yep.
Let's start number one singles down. You got some great teammates this year, don't you?
Yep. So we have Max Prohl at one singles. He had a pretty good day. I think he beat Kearney Catholic. Unfortunately, he did not pull out the W against Kearney High, but, I mean, it was a good match, and we're going to expect great things from him this season, especially today.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Oh, duh. That's so okay. My bad. So we have two singles, which is Tyson Baker. And, again, great match. He played their two singles kid from Kearney High, and it was a decent match. I mean, the score, I find in tennis, the score doesn't reflect the match. Like, I mean, he lost. I mean, he maybe had three games on him, but they were rallying like crazy. They went to deuce a bunch. It was just a very competitive match. So expecting great things from him as well today. And then, one doubles, we have Reed Loop and Aaron Frank. And those guys are going to be a powerhouse, I think. I mean, they are, I mean, just great styles of play mixed together. So I think we're going to expect a lot from them this season. They, again, unfortunately, did not beat Kearney High, but it was a good game. And I think if we go back, they could really, because, I mean, Aaron's been a singles player most of his life, and Reed's just adjusting to a new teammate. So hopefully they'll really just mash together and play some great tennis. And then at two doubles, we have Landon Kamak and Sutton Labrie. And, I mean, those two have been together all 4 years of high school. Their chemistry is unbeatable. I mean, every time I look over, they both have grins on their face. They're both, I mean, playing their minds out. So expecting great things from them this season, and it's just going to be it's going to be a great season. We have talent all around, so hopefully we can just keep going because, I mean, it's a long season.
What do you like, singles or doubles better?
I like doubles more.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it's always an adjustment. I mean, if I lose a singles match, I'll be like, yeah, I love doubles. But if I lose double, it switches. It really does. But right now, you know, ask me at the end of the day. But I prefer doubles going into it.
Landon, I'll ask you the same question here. Singles or doubles?
Doubles by far.
Uh-huh.
I just like the chemistry that me and Sutton have had. Playing with the same partner for 4 years is really special. And I just, every day, I'm glad that I get to play with Sutton. And I just, doubles it fits my game more than singles does. So, yeah, that's why I like doubles.
You guys playing for 4 years. You guys know each other, what you do, right?
Yeah. Our chemistry is really good. I don't know. We know the shots that we hit, so we're able to adjust to what we know that they're going to hit on the shot that they're returning. So it's just really great.